Good morning and welcome to Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. Please turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Exodus, chapter 3, and we will start reading at verse 18. Then they will heed your voice, and you will come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you shall say to him, "The Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us. And now, please, let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice or worship to the Lord our God. But I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, not even by a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all of my wonders, which I will do in its midst. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of all the Egyptians. And it shall be, when you go, that you shall not go empty-handed." After 400 years of living in Egypt, the people of God had become very fruitful, increased abundantly, multiplied, and grew mightily. The Bible said that the land was full of them. But there arose a new king over Egypt that did not know or remember the greatness of Joseph. He began to treat the people of God harshly. He enslaved them. He made their lives bitter with hard bondage. But the more he afflicted them, the more they grew greater and greater. Pharaoh then instructed the midwives to kill all the male children on the birthing stool. But the Bible said the midwives feared God more than the king and saved the male children alive. If you want to destroy a people or a culture or a nation, you destroy the male child first. And Pharaoh tried to destroy the people of God by destroying all of the firstborn male children. He commanded all of his people to throw every male child that was born into the Nile River and save every daughter. But hidden in that very command was the seed of deliverance for God's people, because thrown into the river in a basket was the deliverer of all of God's people. Pharaoh's daughter saw a little basket floating along the shores of the Nile River, and she drew the basket out of the water, and in doing so, she drew Moses out of the water, and he became her son. That name Moses means to be drawn out, and the very one that was drawn out of the water was the very man who drew God's people out of Egypt. For 40 years, God raised and nurtured and educated the deliverer of his people in the house of the killer of his people. We can never understand exactly how God works. The Bible tells us in Romans 11, "How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." God creates answers even before we ask the questions. What do you mean, Pastor Tapper, when you say that God has answers prepared before the questions arrive, before the problems manifest itself? If you look at the ark that Noah built, the ark was ready before the flood came. The ram was on the mountain even before Abraham started up the mountain to sacrifice Isaac. The ram was on the mountain even before the altar was built. Joseph was in position in Egypt even before there was a famine in Canaan. Abraham's servant prayed to God to show him a bride for his master's son. And before he could finish praying that prayer, Rebekah came out to the well, presenting herself. In the book of Daniel, Daniel's prayers were answered and heard 21 days before he got the answer. And of course, Jesus said that the prodigal son's father was standing in the front of the house looking for his son, and he saw his son coming while he was still a great way off, and he had compassion on him. The prophet said, "Before you call, God will answer, and while you are still speaking, God will hear you." But after living in Egypt for more than 40 years, God had to get Moses out of Egypt in order to prepare him to deliver his people in Egypt. God drove him into the wilderness of Midian so that he could hear the voice of God. Many times, God has